Summary: This amendment changes Article 1, Section 15 of the Tennessee Constitution by allowing a court to hold a defendant without bail before trial when that defendant is accused of an offense punishable by the death penalty, an act of terrorism, second-degree murder, aggravated rape of a child, aggravated rape, grave torture, or any crime for which a convicted person would be required to serve 85% of their sentence. This amendment requires courts to state on the record the reason for their decision to grant or deny bail in those cases. Question: Shall Article 1, Section 15 of the Constitution of Tennessee be amended by deleting the following? That all prisoners shall be bailable by sufficient sureties unless for capital offenses, when the proof is evident or the presumption great, and the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended, unless when in case of rebellion or invasion, the General Assembly shall declare the public safety requires it, and substituting instead the following. A. All prisoners shall be bailable by sufficient sureties unless for the following, when the proof is evident or the presumption great. 1. A capital offense. 2. An act of terrorism. 3. Second-degree murder. 4. Aggravated rape of a child. 5. Aggravated rape. 6. Grave torture. And 7. Any other offense for which, as of November 3, 2026, a defendant, if convicted, shall not be released prior to the expiration of at least 85% of the entire sentence imposed. B. In any case in which bail for an offense listed in subsection A is granted or denied before conviction, the judge or magistrate shall place in the record the judge's or magistrate's reason for granting or denying bail. C. The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended, unless when in case of rebellion or invasion, the General Assembly shall declare the public safety requires it.